It's Tuesday, May 26th. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. Mitch Daniels returns to lead Purdue University. Investigators with the Indiana State Police have concluded their initial investigation into the shooting of a LaPorte County Sheriff's deputy inside a Michigan City emergency room. And once a month, young people gather at Elkhart's Tolson Center for free haircuts, where the barbers are residents of the Indiana Department of Corrections South Bend Community Reentry Center. I'm Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. Mitch Daniels returns to lead Purdue University. The Board of Trustees appointed him interim president yesterday, effective July 1st, when outgoing president Meng Chang takes the helm of Northwestern University. Chang led Purdue for just over 3 years. Before that, Daniels led as Purdue's president for 10 years. He also served 2 terms as Indiana governor. In a statement, Daniels said of Chang that he led Purdue forward, and quote, "It's essential that the momentum he has generated be maintained." Purdue Board of Trustees Chair Gary Lehman said in a statement they are grateful Daniels accepted his familiar role. He said Daniels agreed to serve as interim until the next president takes office, and the university will launch a national search this summer. Investigators with the Indiana State Police have concluded their initial investigation into the Friday shooting of a LaPorte County Sheriff's deputy inside a Michigan City emergency room. They are asking the LaPorte County prosecutor to charge 22-year-old Sherrod L. Grafton of Chicago with attempted murder, battery against a public safety official, and auto theft. Deputy John Samuelson was flown from Franciscan Health, Michigan City, to South Bend Memorial Hospital. He underwent about 8 hours of surgery, and medical staff are optimistic about his recovery. Police say the investigation is ongoing, and there's a possibility that more charges could be filed. Law enforcement agencies across Indiana have posted messages of support since Friday's shooting. So have many elected officials, including Governor Mike Braun. In a social media post, Braun said he was praying for Samuelson's full and speedy recovery and offered support for the LaPorte County Sheriff's Office, hospital staff, and first responders. A Lawrence County Superior Court judge has been suspended after admitting to using marijuana. As WFIU's George Hale reports, the suspension will last 60 days.
John M. Plummer III's suspension began last week and will end July 20th, according to the terms of a judicial discipline action by the state Supreme Court. The Indiana Commission on Judicial Qualifications pursued formal charges of judicial misconduct after receiving reports of erratic behavior in court in April. Plummer later responded inconsistently in a deposition about the allegations, according to the discipline action, which was agreed upon by both sides. The action noted that Plummer was being allowed to return to the bench in part because his substance use occurred, quote, during a time of personal stress and instability, and he voluntarily sought therapeutic and psychiatric treatment. It also said Plummer had accepted responsibility, though perhaps belatedly. For WFIU News, I'm George Hale.
Once a month, young people gather at Elkhart's Tolson Center for a haircut. WVPE's Michael Gallenberger reports the haircuts are free, and the barbers are residents of the Indiana Department of Corrections South Bend Community Reentry Center.
Linnell Ayers is one of the barbers who was trained during his time with the Department of Correction. He says it's a chance to give back.
To me, it means a lot. Didn't have this where I'm from.
Those free haircuts also mean a lot to the community, according to the Tolson Center's assistant director, Felicia Smiley.
Some of our community members haven't been able to afford to get haircuts, and they're able to provide that service for free. So it enlightens not only the parents by helping them out, but it makes the kids build confidence on being able to have a fresh haircut.
The South Bend Reentry Center houses individuals who are nearing the end of their prison sentences. While each of them has a job in the community, events like the free haircuts are a chance for them to donate their time beyond their employment. I'm Michael Gallenberger in Elkhart.
And now a look at the events of the week. If you're in the mood to shop local, check out Uniquely Creations, custom bling footwear and accessories designed by Fort Wayne local Jillian Lee and even featured on Oprah. From sparkling sneakers to rhinestone boots, every piece is handmade and one of a kind. If you're feeling nostalgic, catch a 40th anniversary screening of Jim Henson's Labyrinth on May 28th at 6 p.m. at Cinema Center, followed by a book signing for Bowie, Stardust, Ray Guns, and Moonage Daydreams with writer Steve Horton. If you want to celebrate the end of the work week with WBOI and toast to the start of the summer, head to The Landing on May 29th at 7 p.m. for the start of Season 2 of WBOI Music Presents Live and Local at The Landing, featuring psychedelic cumbia and Latin rock band Los Electro. Find more information about the concert series at wboi.org/live. If you are looking to get active outdoors, join the Fort Wayne Bike Party on May 29th at 6:30 p.m. at Lawton Skate Park for a 10-mile community ride along trails and streets at a relaxed party pace. And if you are looking for a late-night throwback, party like it's the 2010s at a throwback rave on May 30th at 10 p.m. at Dai Ji Korean Barbecue, featuring nostalgic hits and retro dance floor vibes. More news in a moment. Claim your favorite songs and relive past playlists from your favorite WBOI music shows anytime. WBOI.org has each music show's playlist along with information about your favorite hosts. There you'll also find details on sharing your favorite tracks for air. Enjoy WBOI music anytime on your time at WBOI.org/music. Here's what to know for today. A slate of 11 Indiana Democrats will get a boost ahead of November's midterms. Marion University is helping launch a new statewide partnership aimed at addressing Indiana's healthcare workforce shortages. And Indiana's Secretary of State Diego Morales announced he intends to stay in the race, despite Indiana's top Republicans abandoning support for Morales ahead of the state's GOP convention in June. That's who and what for Tuesday, May 26th. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter, Frequency, at wboi.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Ankenbrook. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great rest of your day.